they gave us half barrel flour and half barrel meal. I thought we never would in the world get through over that because they didn't sell it.
Small.
Well, now they did meal because there was a mill of, what do you call those folks that grind meal? Anyway, he ground the fresh meal and we did sack that as long as I can remember.
Would that be ever called selling in bulk? Or?
No, they were selling grist meal. Grist meal was what they called the meal that ground corn into meal.
But anything that was sold that wasn't packaged, was that considered selling it in bulk, the whole, or isn't that term used?
No, I don't think so.
Someone told me that anything that was not packaged,
you're right. That's right. They would sell it, say they sold it in bulk.
Rather than individual packages. And in the orchards, did an orchard eventually exhaust itself, and what would happen to the trees?
Yes, it did. After we grew up and married, there were several of the apple and pear trees lasted longer than
they
anything.
They did. Mm-hmm.
And
about how long would they last?
As long as I can remember, we had two pear trees in the backyard. And they were still there. They may still be there. They were still there when 10 years ago.
Mm.
Now I don't know how much fruit they were bearing because I expect they've cut them down by now. But anyway, a pear tree will last for years and years. And they were winter, what you call winter pear trees. And the pears were hard, you know.
When somebody would cut an orchard down, how would they convert that to?
Well, the way Papa did, he sold a lot. The orchard faced the road, you see, it was. And so he sold so much of that land, and then we used what trees were left, and then they just gradually died, and Papa didn't replant anymore.
How would today you just bring a bulldozer in and knock everything down?
Uh-huh.
But how did they get rid of the trees then?
Oh, they'd cut them up and haul them off.
How would they get the stumps out?
Well, I don't remember ever seeing them getting stumps out, but they would chop them down to the ground. And then as they just didn't grow back. I guess the roots would just die.
I see, just because of the
nourishment. Uh-huh.
That's a most striking change, all of this heavy equipment.
I know it, uh-huh. Of course we didn't have anything like that.
In fact, I think it makes chopping trees down a little bit too easy. It takes a long time to grow a tree now.
Yes, it does.
It takes a very short time to
destroy them.
To chop them down. I had to go to Oxford last night, yesterday afternoon, and they had an ice storm there, and some of those
trees
not far from the hotel, they were cutting down some of those magnificent trees. I think I mentioned Holly Springs had the same.